With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House is holding a floor vote to elect a new speaker after Republicans nominated Mike Johnson from Louisiana as their fourth nominee.
At this hour, the House is voting to elect a new speaker as Johnson seeks to ascend to the top job and end a standoff that has stretched for over 3 weeks. The Louisiana Republican won his party's nomination Tuesday night, just hours after Majority Whip Tom Emmer of Minnesota was forced to withdraw from the race amid GOP opposition.
And that is correspondent Edwin Mora reporting. The Defense Department says it won't stand idly by as Iranian-backed attacks against U.S. targets increase amid the ongoing tensions between Israel and Hamas. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with an update.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the U.S. military is preparing for a likely escalation of hostilities in the Middle East.
We always reserve the right to defend ourselves, and we will never hesitate to take action when needed to protect our forces and our interests overseas.
Ryder says Iranian-supported forces attacked U.S. troops and installations in Iraq and Syria at least 13 times over the past week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the first major snowstorm of the season expected to hit the Northern Cascades, Rockies, North Dakota this week, sending residents searching for their winter coats. Frank Perez with the National Weather Service.
With this system, there's going to be multiple phases. Period of heavy snow expected to develop during the day on Thursday before things finally start to quiet down.
Meanwhile, Hurricane Otis has made landfall in Acapulco. Here's Daniel Brown with the Hurricane Center.
A fairly large metropolitan area, and the core appears to have gone essentially over the city. And we're also, again, concerned with the storm surge along the coast.
And this is SRN News. Clemson is taking a step back from transgenderism, Michael Harrington explains.
The South Carolina University has decided to remove feminine hygiene dispensers from the men's bathrooms on campus. This is a victory for the Clemson College Republicans Club, which had been fighting to have the dispensers removed for the past year. Things got moving when a Republican South Carolina State Representative April Cromer contacted school officials. The campus GOP club also got help from the South Carolina State Freedom Caucus. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Georgia Supreme Court has rejected a lower court ruling that the state's new pro-life law is invalid. Abortion advocates challenged the measure because it was enacted in 2019 when Roe v. Wade was still the law of the land. Georgia bans most abortions once the unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. That's usually about 6 weeks into a woman's pregnancy. This is SRN News. The U.S. Postal Service has cracked down on mail theft, sees hundreds of arrests in just 5 months.
The USPS says law enforcement officials have made more than 600 arrests since May of criminals who stole mail and robbed postal carriers. Letter carriers are on edge after nearly 500 of them were robbed last year.
That's correspondent Tiffany Wong. John C. Drake Jr., that's the son of Nashville's police chief, has been found dead after an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound as he was wanted in the shooting of two police officers. We get more details on that development from correspondent Donna Warder.
Two officers were investigating a stolen vehicle about 20 miles southeast of the city on Saturday when they struggled with the younger Drake, who authorities say pulled a handgun and shot the officers. They were treated and released from a hospital. I'm Donna Warder.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.